In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. We're gathered this morning with an understanding within our lectionary and our calendar that this Sunday is known as the baptism of our Lord. It happens every year about this time, in case you're unaware. It'd be great to have a baptism. I don't have one scheduled for today, but I'd say the water's warm, but it's not, but it is present. So at some point somebody needs that, let me know. We can make that happen. But the reality is this. We hear this story about Jesus and his baptism, a portion of chapter 3 from our gospel according to Luke this morning. It says, "Now when the people were baptized and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" What an amazing message for Jesus to receive and for those to hear that were around. God says to this Jesus, Son of God, "You are my Son. And with you I am well pleased." And as we sit in this day and we hear of the baptism of our Lord, I would say it's what a glorious day for us to remember our own baptism, and to know this message that Jesus was receiving from the Father on this moment of his baptism. He says to each of you, "You are my child. And with you, I am well pleased." He's chosen us. What a thing to recall today. What a thing to grab a hold of and to hear that message and the fullness of that message and to recognize that we have this God that has come to us, that has drawn us in, so that we can be with him, and so that we can be empowered by the power of his Holy Spirit to bring others with us to him. He does the work. We just show up. So for me, church, the real message is coming in to us from the reading from the book of Acts. "Now when the apostles of Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed over them, for they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit." And with them, God was well pleased. This grabbing a hold of and hearing and understanding. In the midst of all of this, I prepared a really wonderful sermon of how those in Samaria were not fully accepted by God's chosen people. They worshiped in the wrong spot. They defiled the bloodline with Gentiles. They were not fully God's people, according to God's people and the law. And yet, here they are. And I suspect many of us at any time have probably felt like a Samaritan. Unless you've just always fit in. There's been a few times in my life, including this very moment, where I didn't feel like I fit in. Anybody else? Good. At least we're not all delusional. We fit in because God says we fit in. We move because God empowers us to move. And as I went through this reading, the Lord just kept pressing into me. And after he erased my entire sermon, which I just summarized for you, he'll get me for it later, all I have underlined is they received the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit. the Holy Spirit. And then as I'm sitting here just before listening to this reading one more time, it reminded me, maybe I have a question for you all. See, verse 14, now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God. And here we sit. Question, have you accepted the word of God? You can admit it. If you haven't, that's okay. We can work it out. Well, you can work it out with God, but we can help. They accepted the word of God, and then they received the Holy Spirit. Such a powerful word. Are we able to do that? Is it available to us? And brothers and sisters, I say it is. Looking at our own tradition, I want you to take out the prayer book in front of you. That's a red one with the cross on it. It might be black. Page 308. So as you go through the baptismal rite, there's a time where we baptize with water, right? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? And then something else happens down below that. The priest or the bishop, either with their hand or with the oil, chrism oil, they anoint the newly baptized. You are sealed in baptism by the Holy Spirit, or sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, sorry. And made Christ's own forever. With you, child of God, he is well pleased. This matters to us here. This understanding of the power of the Holy Spirit among us and within us and moving through us is a big part of who we are. Amen? It is something that we focus on over and over and over again, and then we sit quietly and wonder, what should I do now? And we sit, don't we? Going back to the reading today. How'd you get that Bible from me, brother? You received it, yes? If you did not receive it, I'd still be holding it. Amen? Amen? Brothers and sisters, I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, no question, no hesitation, I know how to make it through every challenge, every problem, everything that hinders us as individuals and us as church. I know how to fix all of it. Do you believe me? See, we fix this not by knowing God here, not by understanding and knowing his word here, although that matters. We know when we know God, when we have received his very presence within us, the power of his Holy Spirit. They received it. They didn't go, let's sit down and study that. Let's see what might happen if we decided as the church to move by the power of the Holy Spirit. They had accepted the word of God. They were baptized and they received the Holy Spirit. See, we can walk through all that he has for us. We live in a community where it is so obvious that the power of the Holy Spirit is moving. I don't know how anyone could deny it. Pick any subject in which we may see God moving. Anybody seen anybody's life changed by the presence of God in the last year or so? or over the last 60 some odd years we've been here? Anybody seen the hungry get fed? Anybody see the poor be cared for, clothed, housed? You can look for whatever you want. If you need some more hardcore facts, let me take you to the books of this parish. I mean the financial things when I say the books, not the ones in your pew. How many of my people from Vestry of last year are here tonight, today? How many of you sat there kind of wondering, what are we doing right now when you pass a budget with a $92,000 deficit? Did we end up in a deficit, treasurer? No, we ended up in the black, didn't we? Amen. You want to see the power of God? There's some power for you. Documented power of the Holy Spirit moving right there through his church, us, right here. I don't know how it works for you, but I've never accidentally found $92,000 in a year. Not once. If I did, I'd assume it was probably somebody else's. Amen? And I'd at least give 10% to the church. But the reality is God's moving. We see God moving. We can feel God moving. And as I spoke with you at the annual meeting, I spoke to you and shared with you my conversation with some of my colleagues at a retreat where I stated to them, as they are all lamenting the condition of the church, and I'm standing there going, what church are you going to? This church, let's not flatter ourselves, brothers and sisters. You are not going to destroy the church of God. Try if you will. You can't. If that was going to happen, trust me, do a little church history study. We would have handled that already. The power of God overcomes this church even when he has to. Or we can, as his church, be in alignment with him and gain the full understanding of what it means to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can receive it. Amen? It's happening here among us. And as I stated earlier when I had that conversation with my colleagues and I shared with you at our annual meeting, as they were all lamenting what was happening in the church, still wondering about COVID, and I'm thinking, COVID, is that a thing still? No. Is it a disease, an illness? Amen, it is. Do we need to take care of it and be wise? Absolutely, we do, like many other things. But the Lord's already overcome that in his church. The problem is the church hasn't overcome it fully. But we don't walk in that here. We walk in the power of the Spirit, amen? So that's why we're seeing God move. That's why we're seeing lives change. That's why we're seeing people coming and joining in to study deeper the Word of God so that they can better accept what he's saying. And I just say to myself, well, what is happening next? And I've got to tell you, God and I have been arguing for a week on this. A week. I wrote a whole different sermon, which he took away. Because I am constantly praying for the Spirit of God to move among us. And he says, well, let me move among you. You first, Brian. You first. And I'm not going to lie to you. I got to be real honest. Last 2 weeks of my life, I'm trying to think of a better word than it sucked. I don't have one. It just has. But just like the church has faced so many challenges and structures, you know what the answer for me is? When I don't have the power to move, when I'm struggling to breathe, as I'm complaining to God, and he says, don't you trust me? And I remember what it says in that prayer book. I modify it a little bit, and I do it a lot, and I didn't even realize it until this week. I just remember, I am sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, and I am Christ's own forever. And I can breathe. And I can move, although shakily. And I remember at that moment that every opportunity I'm given to baptize someone into the body, I get to seal them by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I got to tell you, there's sometimes I can barely get my hand on their head. I'm afraid I'm probably going to poke somebody's eye out one day. Because it's just so powerful and real. Father's agreeing with me. He's done it way more than I have, I promise you. So brothers and sisters, my argument with God isn't about what he's doing. It's about what he's calling me to do. He keeps telling me, well, you be bold. Didn't even realize it until I heard the collect for the second time today, calling us to be bold in the Holy Spirit. It's probably better that way that I don't know these things. You'd think I'd pay more attention, but that takes all the fun out of it, see? Because then I don't see what God's doing when we sing the hymn before the gospel. And I'm thinking, well, okay. As I came in here going, I'm not going to do what we did last service. And the Lord's going, really? We'll see. But I want to read this to you out of this book called, well, Holy Spirit. It's a little one, so I say pick it up. I mean, I like it because I can read this in a pretty good amount of time. I mean, I can get through it. Just the introduction, I still can't get past, and I've actually told you all this before, but I'm going to tell you again. Christians are nothing without the Holy Spirit. The historic core of the service of ordination is the Veni Creator Spiritus, come Creator Spirit. The church in its wisdom knows that pastoral leadership, preaching, and care ought not be attempted alone. Just as the Spirit brooded over the waters at creation, the church is birthed by the Holy Spirit. The church lives not by savvy, worldly wisdom and techniques for church growth, but rather lives moment by moment in very time and place, utterly dependent upon the gifts of the Spirit. Well, church publishing is about to go out of business. Thus, the Holy Spirit is nothing less than a life and death matter for the people of God. Amen. It's a life and death matter. And what the Lord's been showing me and what I've been afraid of, even within my own body, mind, and soul, is that the church has accepted the Word of God. And when I say church, I mean y'all. We've accepted the Word of God, amen? Amen? And we've convinced ourselves we've received the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's moments when the Spirit of God moves through us, whether we like it or not. See, but the argument that I'm having with God, and that I'm about to lose right in front of you right now. So if anything that happens after this concerns you, your senior warden sitting right there. But brothers and sisters, let's stop playing. If you fully accepted the Word of God and you know the power of the Holy Spirit to be real, if you have ever in your life and in your ministry found yourself knowing exactly what needed to be said, what needed to be done, and found yourself unable to move. That was a moment where you did not receive the Holy Spirit. And maybe you're still sitting on the edge, not really sure what's actually going on in God's church, and you see people moving and you're going, wow, that looks really great. How did they get there? I'm telling you, this is how. See, I do not remember my baptism back in April of 1967. Only because I was a month old. But I'll tell you what I do remember is the moment in which someone came forth and someone laid hands on me and reminded me that I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, marked as Christ's own forever, and that he indwells me and that I can safely move in that even when I don't feel safe. I can breathe when I can't take my own breath. I can do the things he's called me to do when nothing in my body is capable of moving one inch. So brothers and sisters, have you ever found yourself longing to move with the power of the Spirit and finding yourself unable to do so? You're not alone. It's not a question of knowing about the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's not about accepting that the Word of God is the Word of God. It's about receiving the Holy Spirit. So we're going way off the map. You want somebody to pray over you and remind you, and you can receive yet again or receive for the first time the power of the Holy Spirit. I want you to come up here now. So the power of God is moving in this church, and the power of God's moving among us. Amen. And he's going to move through us, but we got to move with him. And I know we're good Episcopalians, so let's sit down and sit in the back. But brothers and sisters, that's okay if that's what you need to do. But I'm telling you right now, we need to take some bold steps in the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to realize the truth in what the Word of God says, not just accept it, but live it fully. I'm not saying we're not living it. Don't hear that wrong. But what I'm saying is there is so much more. I'm literally standing here only by the strength of the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is not one thing that has happened in the last 2 weeks that would empower me to be here. Not one thing other than being among his faithful people, accepting the Word of God and receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. So I pray right now that the Holy Spirit would pour out fully on this church right now, Lord, that each and every person would know and receive the very presence of the Holy Spirit in this community and beyond, and in all places where we walk and all the places where God has called us. Accept it, receive it, and know that this is true. Know that the Word of God is true. Know that he has called each and every one of us to be his children, to be his people, to be guided by him. Let me slip back here into the crowd. That they each and every one would feel it, be empowered by it. Let it pour into you. Let it flow through you. Let the presence of God come near you. Accept that which he's giving you. Do not be afraid. Will he put you out there into the world to move and do? Yes, he will. Will he abandon you to it? No, he will not. He will walk with you. You know, and I know so many of you know, as I've seen you walk it through these difficult struggles of your own lives and your own place in which God's called you to go. And I've seen him heal you. Amen. I have seen him heal you. I have seen him strengthen you. I have seen him move you. And I have seen him carry you to a place of peace where there is no peace to be found. And I know it to be true. I know it to be true. I'm going to ask the Spirit to pour out on you. I ask you to receive it right now. I've received this Holy Spirit, each and every one of you. Yeah, I'm going to track you down. Because what God is doing is real. It may not always look the way we want it to look. And he may pull us out. And he may drag us through some stuff in this world. But he will always move us through it by his strength and power. And I know many of us have been wounded by this world deeply. And my brother, may his healing power be in this body. And at the depth of the soul, receive it. It's real. And it's true. Receive it. Wasn't. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, Grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting.
Amen.